Mild-mannered spy chief Dan Coats gives Trump the facts, gently, by Massimo Calabrese. Dan Coats is not exactly Central Casting's version of a spy master. Sitting down for an interview in his spacious office in suburban Virginia, the director of national intelligence is cheerful and earnest. His manner is the same brand of friendly Midwestern self-effacement for which he was known during 16 years as a Republican senator from Indiana. The technical capabilities of this job and the diversity of skills are high above my intellectual capacity, he says. One veteran Washington intelligence observer uses the word guileless to describe his demeanor, which is definitely not in the job description for America's top spy. As head of 17 intelligence agencies, including the CIA, NSA, FBI, and multiple military intelligence arms, Coates, 75, oversees everything from domestic counterterrorism to foiling foreign espionage plots. Just as challenging, he controls the agency's $70 billion collective annual budget. Spies are no slouches when it comes to bureaucratic maneuvering. Being the boss of all spy bosses requires not just authority but cunning. Even in normal times, the job is among the most thankless in government. Yet Coates' bashful exterior has helped him survive in the tumultuous Trump administration. The president has declared war on Washington bureaucracy and came into office particularly hostile to the intelligence services for supporting the investigation into Russia's 2016 election meddling, which he calls a witch hunt. Coates, nonetheless, has managed to stay in President Trump's good graces and briefs him and Vice President Mike Pence most mornings in the Oval Office. There's a tendency to underestimate him that he can turn to his advantage, says Stephen Aftergood, an intelligence expert at the Federation of American Scientists. At the same time, the hawkish Coates has established a reputation in Washington as a straight shooter, focused on America's long-term national security, even among Democrats. That's no small achievement in a hyper-partisan environment that has damaged the reputations of other intelligence players. He's a person of great personal integrity, says California Democrat Adam Schiff, the ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee. He has been non-ideological and non-political. In that sense, Coates embodies the efforts of many in the embattled U.S. intelligence community, hunkered down and determined to survive the current crisis. My message to the entire intelligence community is, let's keep our head down, stay here, and be as objective a purveyor of collected intelligence as we can, he says. But that alone doesn't equal success in a job that carries responsibility for the lives of countless service members and civilians.